Continuamos con las conversaciones con los artistas que estarán presentes en el Festival Roxy el próximo 1 de abril en Parque Trasloma. Y uno de los actos muy esperados, sin duda, es el que entrega David Brighton, que es Space Oddity, The David Bowie Ultimate Experience. Is that correct, David?
It is. You did perfect.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How's your day going?
Great, great. It's the start of the weekend. And very looking forward to see your show here in Guadalajara.
Thank you so much. We're very excited to come. It'll be our first time in Guadalajara.
And you have a very busy March, right?
Yes, we're flying to Europe. We have a European tour starting on Monday, and then we fly to Guadalajara right after that. So, yes, it's a very busy month.
So, David, how long have you been doing the Ultimate David Bowie Experience?
We started doing this back in about 2000, the year 2000, so we've been doing it about 16 years. And the band is made up of people who've played with Jeff Beck and Eddie Money and America and The Doors and many, many other name acts. They're all professional musicians. And we've come together to play this incredible, great music.
And you have been maybe all over the world.
We have played all, yes, we're touring the world. And the funny thing is, as I said, we've all played with names, you know, name artists as sidemen, but we've also been touring the world as doing David Bowie's music and doing this theatrical concert show where we recreate as many iconic personas each night as there's time for, from Ziggy Stardust to Aladdin Sane. In other words, the glam era of Bowie, the Thin White Duke era, and the Let's Dance Modern Love and beyond. It's really a huge undertaking.
Yes.
it's really a lot of fun.
I'm taking a look to your song list, and it's very complete and give us a very good perspective about the 40-45 years of David Bowie's work.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, he was making records for so many years that you can't squeeze them all into one performance, but we try to cover each era as well as we can and give the audience as much as possible.
And you also use the wardrobe about each decade and each character of David Bowie.
We do. We have various costume changes throughout the show. As I said, we'll come out, we'll do the glam era, the Ziggy Stardust era, and we'll go into the Eurofunk, Thin White Duke era, and we'll do the Let's Dance era and beyond. We have quite a few costume changes.
And I have to tell you that you are very look-alike and sound-alike to David Bowie.
Well, thank you very much. That just happened somehow by nature. When I used to do my own music in the recording studio, I still do my own music, but before I was doing the Bowie show, record producers would tell me when I was singing that I sounded too much like David Bowie. It was a complaint back then. So that was just how I sang. The facial structure seems to be similar enough, so that just has all happened.
And you have present your show, your tribute, in Las Vegas, correct?
Yes, I've worked many times in Las Vegas. I've also been part of a show in Las Vegas for many months on and off called Legends in Concert, where they do tributes to Elvis Presley and everybody else you've ever heard of, including mm-hmm. David Bowie. But yes, we've worked a lot in Vegas and around the U.S. other parts of the world.
But we need to say that it's not a Las Vegas show, right? Not it's a typical Las Vegas show. It's very different because you give a lot of importance about the music and about the musicians who plays with you.
Absolutely. It's not a Las Vegas show. We have played there, but no, it's our show. I produce the show. And it's based on the life and the career of David Bowie and the musicians that he worked with. And it's holding up what they created together. And we're saying to the world, this is incredible music. Pay attention.
Yes, absolutely. One of the greatest musicians of all times.
Absolutely. And I would say perhaps the most influential in the rock era, next to the Beatles.
Yes.
It was David Bowie.
You enjoy a lot to play the tribute, and it's not a problem at all representing a so influential artist as David Bowie.
Well, they're very big shoes to fill, of course, and there's only one David Bowie, but I have so much fun doing it, and the band has so much fun that I can't even tell you. We have a blast together on stage. The musicians are not only incredible musicians, but great people. We're all great friends, and we have just the best time doing it. No, we really, really enjoy it.
And there's some song that you enjoy the most to play on the stage?
There are so many. I love doing Space Oddity. We love doing Under Pressure. But, I love doing all of the songs.
I know, it's hard to pick one song. He had a great amount of songs and albums and, I don't know, one of the greatest artists of all times.
Really, yeah, I could choose maybe a favorite album, but I don't think I can choose a favorite song. There's just too many great ones.
And David, what's your first memory about David Bowie?
I remember driving in my car when I was a teenager, and I heard a song called Panic in Detroit on the radio, and I didn't know what it was or who it was. I'd never heard anything like it, and that was the first time I ever heard him, and they didn't even announce who sang it or played it, and I had to go find out for myself, and eventually I did, and I went and bought the record and went back and bought all of his records and continued to buy his records that came out afterwards, and it was just... Again, just one of the most unusual artists ever, and his songwriting style and the way the musicians play together was just very unique, very different, and it always struck me that it was just completely unique. Everything, his melodies, his lyrics, everything was so different about what he did. He's a complete individual.
And also, when Bowie was on tour, he designed a massive show. He was a great artist also on the stage.
Unbelievable performer. And when I worked with him doing the television commercial for Vittel Mineral Water, he showed us all, just on the set, that his performance skills never ended. He had performance skills that none of us had ever seen that he was doing just to entertain the crew. He was amazing.
A great guy also.
Absolutely, he was a perfect English gentleman. Working with him was an honor and a privilege.
Well, David, I know that in a festival it's even harder to choose the songs that you will play. But have you designed your show for Roxy Festival?
A general idea of what I will do, but I'd like to sort of see what the audience asks. Because generally when you do a show, people are yelling out certain song titles, and we try to squeeze in as many of those requests as we can. Of course, we'll put in something to represent each era, a song or two or three or more from each era, and as many as audience requests as possible. But it's a tough one, because in a festival you have limited time.
Well, David, we're... As I tell you, very, very looking forward to see your show here in Guadalajara. Where can we find you on the internet, on your website or in your Facebook page?
You can visit davidbowietribute.com for our website. And for our Facebook, we have a couple of Facebook pages. There's David Brighton, that's me. And there are other people named David Brighton in the world. So I'm the one who looks like David Bowie.
Okay.
And then there's a Space Oddity band page as well, for our band, and we love photos of our band. So we would love to see everybody on the internet. And thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you. Have a great time in Europe on this month, and see you next April 1st on Roxy Fest.
Looking forward to it. Thank you again.
David Brighton, thank you so much for this interview.